Welcome, adventurers. You are listening to the Quests and Chaos Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/questsandchaos. Your support allows us to continue making this content. We're also trying to reach 10,000 subscribers over on our YouTube channel, where you can actually see us play all of these RPG shows. Plus, you get some great board game content that isn't available on podcast. Now, on with the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Phandelver and Below as everyone puts their phone away rapidly. Yep.
Amy's just like, nah, that's
different. She doesn't care. Why should she?
Yeah, I was like, I got people asking me questions.
You know what? The things
it's Emma talking with a fae realm.
The things that pay money matter a little bit more.
I mean, if the Fae Realm is a bunch of corporate jargon, I don't want to go to the Fae Realm.
It's going to circle back to you.
Oh,
we're
no.
going to circle back. We're going to level up.
We're going to pivot.
We're going to pivot.
Oh, God.
No pivoting. We're going to pivot straight into Eyes of the Rainbows.
That sounds like a good kind of pivoting. Mm-hmm.
Well, while we're here, Red Dead Coquette sends 2 coins to the players for the entire From the Streets confession scene.
Yay! Yay. Yeah.
Now we all know what we already all knew.
You know what? It only took 11 episodes for him to actually come clean.
Hey, I came clean to Venerable Master Chonks in the second episode.
Which means you came clean
to Emma. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Cool. So, they have just finished dealing with the boa constrictor in the room with the snagnet pool. And they are now standing inside of a hallway where to their left, up to the north, is a set of stairs leading into another corridor. And in front of them is a closed door. Anyone who would like to can give me perception checks.
I don't have a box no more, so it's gonna be out of the box. I also can't find my dice, so that doesn't help either.
They're also in the box.
Oh, they're right here. Duh.
Yeah. No, that's not in the box.
Ooh.
Oh, not
in the box. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's a 17. Okay.
And if you could also for Keaton. That's a face. I think I know what you got.
What was it? Is it a natural 20? It was a 2.
Fudge.
It might be the hands at this point.
All right, going from my left, Jonathan, what'd you get?
15.
First Knox and then Keaton.
Okay, I got a 7.
Okay.
Rolled a natural 1.
Okay.
And then Keaton got a 2.
Total?
Total. Or 3 total.
Okay.
3 total.
I was like, shit, I didn't think his perception was that bad.
3 total.
Cool.
23.
24.
Oh, thank God. All right, so Emma, you were already at the top of the stairs and have been for most of all of the nonsense that was going on. So you're able to like get into that area and listen pretty easily. To the north, you can hear what sounds like excavation going on. Like there's a lot of rock being moved around from what you're hearing up to the north of you. And in front of you, the two of you, you can hear voices through the door. It's muffled because you're still a little ways away, but you're like across the hall from it. And it sounds like people arguing, discussing in a language I don't think either of you speak, unless you speak goblin.
Nope.
Ooh, so I turned to Kenji, I'm like, it's the same thing, except different.
Same thing, but different.
With the door and the lady.
Mm-hmm.
And the arguing.
And if we just open it.
So, Jonathan will die. That's what'll happen.
That is true.
Maybe we shouldn't open the door. And then I'm asking everybody, I'm like, come here. Don't open the door. Jonathan's gonna die again.
I get close, but unlike last time, I don't lean against the door. I'm having flashbacks to what happened last time.
If you want to make another active perception check while to listen, you may do so.
I will assist if I can.
You can.
Ooh.
You're both like Scooby-Dooing on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Watch me mess it up.
Oh, this is a 23.
Brilliant. You can hear voices from inside, and since you are closer, there's a fair number of voices in there, and they sound like the this close, and you caught hints of this as well. It's more like that the big gruff voices speaking in Goblin.
Pretty sure those are bugbears. Maybe let's take a step back.
You're gonna die. Emma, stop saying that. You did it to him last time. I'm just telling him this time.
Didn't kill him. He just, you know, was standing there and he's a beefy
Gravely
guy.
Injured. Actually, I think I'm not going to die. Mortally wounded, gravely injured. Actually, they're getting better. Stay here.
Yes, it is you.
Maybe we should go upstairs.
Wait. Yeah, to the digging. Yeah.
Is there any way I can actually tell what? Right there. It's a goblin. I wouldn't understand jack diddly.
Mm-hmm. No. It doesn't sound like arguments. If that helps, it doesn't feel like there's any anger. Just more of that kind of like grumbling voices.
Mm.
If that helps at all. Mm-hmm. Nox, with your dark vision, looking ahead, you have just kind of squinted. It's right on the edge of your vision, but you do catch maybe some movement on the edge of your dark vision.
To the north?
To the north.
Up the stairs?
Up the stairs.
Okay. What is the characteristic of the movement? Is it fast? Is it methodical? Does it look like somebody is digging?
It doesn't look like somebody is digging. It more...
This is not digging. I don't know why I did that.
I mean, that's using a pickaxe.
Mm.
You've seen people... Well, you know what? I'll do this. Give me an insight check.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I'm giving your dice a chance to redeem themselves.
No, they're not gonna do that. They're not gonna do that.
I'm so sorry.
A 12.
Okay. I mean, with that, it was a pretty low DC. You've seen people keep watch before.
Ah.
And it's like the kind of like someone like throwing stones down a hallway because they're bored kind of thing.
Oh, okay, cool. Is there any light coming from that direction? Is it just pitch black?
It's, let me double check. Because you don't. Yeah, there's not much in the way of light coming out of there. I mean, there's some, but it's like from the little flickers that you can see. There might be like a torch somewhere up there.
Okay.
I'm terrified of that smile.
All right, y'all. Now, do we want to deal with what's behind the door, or do we want to deal with what's ahead? There's definitely some folk up there.
Whisper a bit louder
for
the camera.
There's definitely some folk up there. If we want to go up there, chances are we're going to get, you know, blanked from behind from whoever is in the doorway. So, up to y'all.
I'm pretty sure there are bugbears in there, and I don't know if we want to deal with them.
If we make too much noise up here, we're gonna have to deal with them. So we can go back and backtrack and try to find a different way?
Yes.
I mean, we do have... And I point to the long legs still shadowing up above. Could help us?
I mean, did I get the sense that whoever is keeping watch is keeping watch, like, toward me?
I mean, they're not like looking down the hallway at you,
okay. But
like they're definitely in that vicinity. And if you get too close, I mean, it keeps you quiet. It's not invisibility.
Does it look like one person? Can we just yoink?
Well, I don't know. I only saw one person, but that doesn't mean that there's not more than one person. I can go grab them if you want me to.
We can go grab him?
All together?
Points once more to the daddy long legs up above.
All right, but if there's more people in the room, and there's more people to see...
They have a point. We can at least close the door behind us and take out whoever's in the room. Although, who's to say that whoever's up there wouldn't hear us, too?
Let's just go with Genji's plan. Let's all just grab this thing, whatever it is, and see what happens. Okay? It's a pretty good plan. Yeah. Go up, sneaky. And I guess we're gonna grab whatever it is together.
As you are approaching, both of you give me a stealth check first.
At least you get the plus 10.
Yeah!
21.
26.
Okay, so both of you feel very, very quiet. And as you get closer, perception checks.
Okay.
Genji, you're at disadvantage because you're in the, because you're moving away from the light.
14.
Okay.
21.
It's not one. There's at least two, and they're bugbears. And they're not the ones that are making the digging sounds, because the digging sounds are getting louder as you're getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of hanging out, like, you got close enough to see that it looks like there's some kind of a betting game going on with the two of them. Like, how far can they throw the pebble down the hallway?
Mm-hmm.
and you,
great game.
You do almost get beamed with a pebble before you see them.
We bring it.
Bring it all back, bring it all back.
Okay, so there's two of them up there. We bring them here?
They're bugbears. Yeah.
Bugbears are in this place.
Bugbears in there, bugbears over there. What do we want?
Light a fire and run away.
Where?
Here?
They're in? Here? And run away where?
Back. Out the door.
There is another option.
What?
The little canal.
Oh. From your sense of direction, Nox, I will give you this one for free. That one, that little canal probably goes into the same room of where the rock noises are coming from.
But likely behind the bugbears?
Likely behind those bugbears.
Great. Cool. Awesome. It's gonna dump us out in that same room in the middle of whatever the fudge is going on in there. And we don't really want to be in the middle of it if we don't know what it is.
Well, they wouldn't expect someone to walk up stagnant water.
Emma, how tall are you?
I don't know. Hold on.
Emma would drown. Unless Keaton wants to give Emma uppies.
Of course he does.
We are the uppies brigade.
Of course he does. Which is that he doesn't get a choice. Sorry, Matt.
What?
Can we have that name in workshop? It's just not really, you know, invoking of adventure.
The uppies brigade? I didn't come up with that.
I unintentionally did. I didn't think it was gonna stick.
Exactly. Let's keep workshopping.
Yeah, maybe later we workshop that.
I think I'm 3 foot four, but I don't know. I can't find where I'm at.
This stream is 3 foot deep. I will give you that one for free.
Hang on, let me see if I have anything in my equipment to float. If I have floaties.
You might be able to get your nose right above the waterline.
I say we go in this room, deal with whatever is in this room as quietly as we possibly can. I don't like that.
I know what you're talking about.
I just kind of nod and I just motion, and I motion towards the door like I'm gonna peek open and check in. Like, I make a motion.
We just go.
So I just wanna.
The game of charades that is being played on this gun, this channel, I've gotta say, it's beautiful.
I think we need to just get it. Go in. Because
Mr. Keaton,
too much noise.
Can you use the wand and open the door, blast the people, close the door?
That's like we just peek in to make sure, and if it seems like something we can do, then we just jump in.
Mr. Keaton? Mr. Keaton?
Well, so with the Wand of Magic Missiles, I will tell you that he knows that, because it's not an attune item. It has 7 charges, mm-hmm. So he could effectively cast a 7th level magic missile.
Good God!
And with each level of spell, you get an extra bolt. So it starts off with 3, so it would be 2nd, 3rd, 9. So he could theoretically get in there, shoot off 1 7th level magic missile and maybe hit everyone inside, and then close the door. But then there will be people inside who are probably not dead, who all just got hit by a magic missile.
That feels like their problem.
It
becomes our problem when they come outside and then try to kill us. And
we
then,
hold the door.
And then take.
Hold the door.
That's not gonna work.
Hold the door.
Honey, that's not gonna work.
Hold on.
I just look between Kenji and Emma. I just look at Nox like, I think this goes without saying, but I really missed you these past couple of days.
Oh, honey. They're not that bad.
I'm not saying they're that bad, but what we were missing, we desperately needed.
All right, I'm gonna open this door if okay. Ain't nobody gonna know. All right. So we're gonna open this door and we're all gonna hit him at once. We're gonna run inside. Keaton's gonna be in the back and close the door behind us. And we're gonna deal with all this in the room.
All right, so. Here's what I'm gonna have. This is the plan? This is what you're planning to do?
I believe so.
I am not gesturing with the thing that's actually behind
we'll
it. I just have this here.
I'd like to see what's in the room first before I close the door behind me.
Who's the last one through?
I'm usually second to last.
Because I was given the impression that it's Keaton.
Keaton is the last person away from all of the other people.
In theory. Don't worry, Matt. I won't kill your character. I promise.
Today.
You're not here. I don't kill characters when they're not here. That's just rude.
Keaton automatically runs away.
into the water and goes into practices water breathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Are you trying to do so quietly or is this fast?
We get quiet or fast?
Yes.
If we do fast mechanically, do we get surprised?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think fast.
Fast.
Fast right. is the decision.
Here we go. This is actually about the right size room. I'll just pull out my little crocodile friend. Here, you can join the ooze as my emotional support mini. Right. What's the order of charging in and... Okay.
I'll go first.
So, not first. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Me second.
And... Yeah, that's you.
Third.
Uh-huh. And Emma, you're second, and then mm-hmm. behind you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna shoot a bow so I don't need to go in the room if I can see.
Okay.
Somebody.
So you're planning to, because from what I understood was that mm-hmm. Keaton was planning to shut the door behind y'all to like contain the problem inside the room.
Sure, good for him.
I mean, fair. I really do love this organization method. I'm very pleased with it. I'm gonna use this more often when there's a large amount of minis that I am dealing with. Mm-hmm. All right, Nox, you go charging into the room first, and time seems to slow down a little bit as it does for, you know, several of you because of your various abilities, and you look around. And I think the first thought through your mind is unprintable. There are six bugbears.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah.
They're hanging out. They're chilling. Mm-hmm. There's not much in here besides like bedrolls, mm-hmm. but they're gathered around a little of the end of one of the bedrolls, throwing dice mm-hmm. and chatting. Excuse me. Across the room is another door, this one blocked by a barricade made from the remains of a wooden table, just so you know. Mm-hmm. They're hanging out. Mm-hmm. They're super chill. They're super relaxed. So they are very surprised when this humanoid comes crashing into the room.
How far in do you want to get?
How tall are bugbears? Sorry, quick question.
I don't actually know. I think they're like... 7 to 8 feet.
Let me see. It should say in here. It doesn't.
It is a medium creature, so I think it's on the tall edge of...
Okay.
It's on the tall edge, so like 7 to 8 feet tall.
Okay. I would like to do something, and could you tell me if it is possible?
Let's hear it.
I would like to... Clock what is happening in the room. Stumble and fall onto the ground. And then all of a sudden I look like a bugbear. Is that possible?
What ability are you using
disguise
for that?
Disguise self from my Gloomstalker magic.
Huh. You have seen quite a few bugbears.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna hate me for this one.
Go ahead.
Gonna make you roll for it.
Yep.
Yes, what? Ooh!
After your first roll, but before that, Mr. German. Okay, we'll hold that. We'll hold on to that.
So I would like you to offer me what role, so I can see something that's wisdom based to do this very fast under pressure, or some charisma based score. What are you thinking? I love the head shake at the charisma.
Nope, not the charisma.
Because usually that's what deception is based on, but this is also you drawing from your knowledge and your experience with them.
I think that it's not. Because Nox doesn't know that they can do this yet.
Mm.
So I think it is, it's instinctual. So I feel like it's just wisdom, straight wisdom.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Is that okay?
I'll accept that.
Okay.
And how well you do is how well that disguise works out, because you're doing it very fast.
Yep, Which one?
Definitely wisdom.
Well, I know, but which
dice? Terracotta.
Oh. Okay. Thanks for the decision. Can I get that, Troy?
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Let's give them the best chance of success here. You just nat freaking 20'd that.
Hey.
Nat 20 plus 4. 24.
Beautiful. So you come into the room, and for a second, everything slows down, and you can almost like hear the whisper of the forest around you again. And then you decide, you're like, oh God, I need to do something. You trip, stumble, and fall, and as you look down, your hands are covered in fur.
Gotta pick myself up, dust myself.
Hello, individuals. My apologies for messing up your game.
So here's my question for myself. Okay. They do speak common.
Shit.
Sorry.
Like, these six turn and stare at you. And then one of them, the one that's off in the side lounging by himself, kind of looks at you and goes, eh. Where are you from? Your accent's terrible.
Grew up on the streets.
I'm just smacking you. I'm like, yeah. She's like, using your line.
And I will say in undercommon,
you know, the streets down below.
They give you a look like six faces with question marks on them, because none of them speak undercommon.
Cool, great, love that. Love that for me.
This is going on. I'm gonna oil up that hinge and close the door.
Give me a stealth check. Remember, you have the plus 10.
Do we, all three of us, since we're all just standing
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I'm gonna make myself.
Do it.
Do I gain advantage by oiling up the hinges?
Huh?
Do I gain advantage by oiling up the hinges?
I'm making stealth to oil the hinges first to close that door.
That is a nat 20.
Yes.
This is when the dice turn on me.
24.
23.
And you're at like 40?
35.
Yeah, close enough. Yeah, no, he's able to oil the hinges and like back up and close the door. With like everyone's just focused on this new bugbear that's standing in the room with them. And
I look kind of vaguely
the door shut.
I look vaguely purplish, I think, to, you know, underdark it a little.
You're an underdark bugbear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's why I speak undercommon.
Love it.
Sorry to interrupt your game. I could just leave. I'm so sorry.
I'm just like looking at my hand, like.
You're gonna hate me for this one. Mm-hmm. Make a deception check at advantage because you are disguised as one of them.
What is that? At advantage?
Yep.
16 plus one.
Is it plus one? Where's my deception? Yes, 17.
All right. So with that, they kind of all look at each other and just kind of, you here? Yeah, me here to work for them, for the spider?
Yes, I am.
No, can't turn down help. Get over here. Come join the game.
All right.
Do you know the rules? Your accent's real weird. I don't think you know this game.
Does this look familiar at all to me?
offer a history check?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's do a history check. A four.
Yeah, you've never seen this game before in your life.
You know, I'm not familiar with this version. You might need to refresh me on the rules.
Sure. So they pull you over and you sit down on the floor with them. How long does this guy's self last?
While this is happening, how far
an hour.
Is Nox from where I am?
Sorry?
How far is Nox from where I am?
Nox was just on the other side of the door, so at most 15 feet away from you.
So I'm gonna kick in some telepathy.
Okay.
And be like, hi, what are we doing?
Man, this game sure is interesting.
Knock once for stay, knock twice for leave.
Can I telepathy back at you?
I think so. I think that's how it works. Like, I've got telepathy for 30 feet, and it's to basically anybody that understands common halfling or halfling.
Let me take a peek.
Because those are my languages as a halfling.
That's something to do with your ghost-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your features.
This is great. I love this.
Hang on, how do we get out of here? Oops, sorry. Uh-oh. I'm going nowhere fast.
Yep, you can speak telepathy to any one creature you share a language with. Yeah. Nox, you can reply.
I'm gonna think in my brain. I have no clue what to do. I don't know why I look like a bugbear. I don't know what is happening. And I don't know how long this is gonna last. But there are six scary things in here and I need to get out.
Tell me I have to pee.
You know, I've gotta use the toilet.
And while that's happening, I'm just like, Nox is coming out. Yeah, and then we go down the stairs to like a good hiding spot so we're not seen as the door flings open.
I will return briefly.
Oh yeah, we've been using that pool in the other room.
Yeah, I figured.
I don't hear it.
I'm just in my mind to tell Genji the bugbears have been pooping in the pool.
I will at dinner.
Ooh, that's a great idea. And I'm like, all right, thank you so much. This has been much. Are they betting on?
Yeah, like coppers.
Okay, did I win anything?
You haven't had time.
Oh, okay.
They were trying to teach you the game.
I'll return very shortly. Thank you, gentlefolk, for your assistance, and I will go toward the door and like wiggle like I really gotta go to the bathroom. And I'll
imagine a cat getting into the litter box.
I will think in my brain, get away from the door, and I'll give it like 10 seconds, and then I will open the door.
The door is remarkably quiet.
Yeah, that's a nice quiet door. I will step outside and I'll close the door. And I'll lean against the door like.
You don't see us there. We're down.
Yeah, they're down.
They're just like peering over the step.
Okay. Going down to the pee pool.
I'll think, where are y'all?
Pee pool. We're at the pee pool.
I'll go down to the pee pool. And then I'll get into the. What is happening? Why am I purple? Why am I purple and fuzzy?
I think the second part of that is the more important one.
Six bugbears.
Six.
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 Yeah.
So up the stairs?
Through the stream?
Are you prisoners now?
Prisoners of what, love?
No, my prisoners.
I
don't know how long I can do this for, but this is mighty good disguise, I guess. I can't speak the language, but...
Keaton's looking you over. Can you make me an Arcana check for Keaton?
Yeah. Can I have the magenta die?
Yes.
The box,
there's got to be another direction, right?
Thank you.
We can't.
What do we get?
11, 16.
Okay.
No, 17.
He looks you over and he tells you that this looks like a disguise self spell. He does like the quick, because it's also a wizard spell.
Right.
He tells you that it looks like a disguise self spell, and those usually last about an hour.
Okay. How long has it been? 5 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, roughly.
Okay. Longer we keep talking, the less time we have. What do we?
Isn't there a different direction?
You do know that in the like maze of tunnels that you came through, there were other directions that you could go.
There was one, yeah. There was one by the entryway that we didn't explore. That if mm-hmm. we went to the east,
mm-hmm.
It was somewhat crumbly, but we didn't know if it was clear or not.
And then there was also another passage that you passed that also led east down in like the main. So there were several opportunities to head east if you wanted to.
Maybe try the closer one then before the people.
I mean, if we have limited time on this, we should keep pressing forward, right?
For what it's worth, you know that your pass without a trace is going to go away before their disguise self does.
So.
I'm just not very good at convincing people of things.
If you need us to look like prisoners, reach my backpack. I pull out the manacles.
Ooh.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if it comes to it, we need to look like prisoners.
Mm-hmm. We could be wander. We can go through the stream, and then you catch us mm-hmm. and say, "I found these people."
But then, what happens after that? That's what I'm saying. Where are we gonna take you?
We'll go deeper in, or we'll maybe work on the rocks and stuff.
I don't like this plan at all. I'm not good with my mouth. I'm not good at that.
Maybe just grunt like they do, just like...
Oh, weird looking bugbear, where'd you get those prisoners?
Perfect.
Convincing.
Help me out here.
And then punch him in the face.
Yeah, really assert dominance.
Oh my god.
Pee on him.
That's what the pool is for?
Oh yeah.
Anyway, they pee and poop in the pool. I'm sorry.
And then I just hand him a bag.
I'm so sorry.
Finds a corner.
I'm so sorry. I'm patting you on the back. Still waters.
It's the world's biggest toilet.
Yeah. I think we're much safer backtracking and going around. I don't speak their language and they know that.
Let's go that
way. Okay, all right. Now you go.
Just don't leave
the trail. Throw that in the pool.
How am I gonna throw my arm in the pool?
I thought you had a bag of some kind in your hand.
Yeah, I gave you a bag. Just gave you a plastic bag.
Here's a bag. Do you want it?
Yep, and then I just whip it behind me.
He's gonna just walk like this in front of him the whole time.
I just look at him like, this is why you asked me to use Mage Hand.
The snake was living in there.
I think we're headed.
How it got so big.
Okay. Am I gonna do that? Nope, not gonna do that.
Second to last.
I'm gonna start leading us toward the down toward the. Do we wanna go this way?
Yeah. Yes.
Upwards mostly. Way? Yeah, because most likely if we go south and east and upwards, we're probably gonna hit the dead end right there with the
pool. Right, so we wanna go there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna go this way.
Okay. So you come back to the intersection off of the long hallway. Genji just like holding his arm out like a dead thing the whole time.
He's like, just please don't get that near me.
I don't want it near me.
Who has the gold rings?
It's in my pocket.
Cool.
It's in my pocket.
The moment of realization there was what I was aiming for. Sorry, I love you.
I'm so dirty. Why am I wearing such dirty clothes? God,
I hope those things are. Pockets, keep moving.
Quick question: are they gold because of the urine?
No. If you want to get a good look at them, they're very expensive.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Just keep walking through the holes with my hand out.
Love it. All right, so y'all get back to where it splits up, to where that hallway comes off of the main hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Looking down that way, mm-hmm. So that hallway goes east. There is another, there's one that branches off from there that goes north, and Nox, looking, you can see where it dead ends at the north, but before that, there is another hallway.
Another hallway.
To the
east. So if you're standing at like that intersection where it goes north, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it goes north. There is a dead end a little further up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But before that, there is an intersection that goes east.
To the east.
You know what? I'm just gonna do this to make my life easier because I'm bad at describing things.
Okay, we're okay. No, I have papers if we want to cover it.
I am very bad at describing things verbally, so I'm just gonna.
And maps are really hard to describe.
Maps are very hard to describe.
There's a topographer when you need them.
The W2 section is what you're looking at.
Okay. So we are. So it ends here and then it goes to the right. Is what we're seeing. So there's a. We can go to the right. Right now, or we can go up and to the right, like that.
And I'm gonna give that to y'all because you have a bloody Gloomstalker Ranger with you.
Hi.
This is what they do.
Hello, that's me.
Just keep going, I guess.
Keep swimming.
And towards, meta-wise, to the stairs.
To the stairs, or there is a door in there, if I remember correctly.
There was a door.
No, so. Don't look at that.
Oh, I'm not looking at it.
Yeah, so there's a stairs, but like right on the edge of the fold, there's also a door.
I see. So we can go into the door or we can go up the stairs. If we go up the stairs,
we're gonna get two bugbears. If we listen at the door, we're gonna get six. I feel like we've been here before.
We go up the stairs.
Up the stairs we go.
All right.
Looking.
Watching.
Figuring out.
I wonder if we can light that on fire.
The door and listen when you go up the stairs. I rejoin you.
Yeah, let's do that.
Like it all right. Now.
So they're going to go up the stairs, but I'm going to go to the door just to listen in to see if I can hear anything.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm going to ask Mr. Keaton if he can make a spell called Glowing Poo Arm.
Well, I don't know about that.
He doesn't even give you the time of day.
No, he will not.
Maybe make the spell a little better with a little poopery.
Yeah.
Poopery. Oh my God, I hate you.
I set my hand on fire.
Hey, I got that too!
Using produced flame.
Yes, roll my perception check.
Me?
Him
that
first.
That is a 22.
Gorgeous.
All right. You hear faint crunching and splintering sounds on the other side of that door. And with a roll that good, have you ever been in like a dog yard when dogs have gotten a hold of a bone? It's that kind of sound. It's sharp teeth that are splintering something that sounds like bone apart.
I just look back, just go.
There is the path does continue south from you. I don't think you have dark. Do you have dark vision?
Nope.
Cool.
I got a flaming sword.
Yeah. So that casts enough light that you can see that there's like a T intersection down at the bottom of that hallway that you're looking south of.
Meanwhile, at the top of the stairs, I do use produce flame as a cantrip. Does that
disinfect
it at all?
is that your intention? Is to disinfect yourself? Cool. So when you produce flame, you get like that lick of fire that happens up your arm, like what happens when you spread Purell on your skin. It's a very like quick hot flash. The arms on your the arms, Jesus. The hairs on your arm burn off very fast. And then it stops. Your arm is slightly charred, but at least burns smells better, you know, than poo.
I just stare incredulously. And just, oh my God, good gods, we are gonna die. I hurry back, I scurry over to the group.
Top of the stairs. What do me and Emma see?
Yeah. At the top of the stairs, so you get in a little ways and you like get a good look at it. This is a huge area. Like, Keaton tosses, it looks empty from what you can see at least, and you can confirm with your dark vision. He tosses the light a little further in just so you can see more. This room is probably about like 80 feet wide. This is a huge space. steep escarpments divide this large cavern into three sections. There are high ledges at either end and a lower section in the middle. Carved stone stairs climb to the ledges. Two large tables stand in the middle section along with a pair of old braziers. A smaller table stands on the eastern ledge, so the one that is across from where you are. Excuse me. The skeletal remains of dozens of dead warriors attest to the fierceness of the fighting that took place long ago. And that is one, two, three. All four of you with the light tossed in there. There is something scrabbling over not far from where you are.
Also, do we see a way out on the other side?
There are lots of ways out. Okay. Looking at it, there are stairs that lead to the north. There seems to be a tunnel that goes from the far eastern side up to the north as well. Mm-hmm. And it's wide enough that it might take you to an entirely different area. There's also a passageway that leads to the south. So you've got north on the west side, north on the east side, and then south.
Look to the scrabbling.
Yes, you were one of the ones that noticed. Keaton didn't. Keaton was the only one that didn't. The poor love. With the light moving and everything, it's hard to tell at first, but you have a high enough passive perception to not be surprised as, how to describe these? They look like wasted away figures of dead dwarves. As they come rushing at you.
Would I know what these are?
They're ghouls.
Oh, groovy.
Are they dead?
They are.
They're undead.
Yeah.
They are undead, technically, for your purposes.
Okay, so, yeah, so if I have to remember how to be a cleric. if they're coming at me, bro, I'm gonna turn some undead.
Sweet. So you are not surprised, but they also see you as well, so we're gonna roll for some initiative. Yes, I know it's 9:30. We'll get through this quickly, I think.
Finally, jeez.
Better than I rolled earlier.
Oh, much better.
Goodness gracious.
No.
Oh, and Keaton.
Thank you for the reminder. I have forgotten.
Maybe we should.
Keaton rolled a natural one.
Oh, geez.
Oh. No.
Really well.
How many are there? Sweet.
None. There are none.
Oh, you with?
It's an illusion. You
well.
Oh, holy. Should we have taken the dog?
Probably.
To eat the undead. Yes.
We could have had a puppy.
To join venerable Master Junks.
I wasn't able to tell you in time.
And my fish.
And your fish.
Oh yeah, I guess I could have been friends with that.
Does the fish have a name?
If it's a beast.
I forgot already. Hang on.
We can go back after.
Use something trout. I can't remember.
I'm assuming it's a dog.
Oh, he's just my rainbow trout.
Just my rainbow trout. Good name.
You know. Everybody has one.
It does not represent the entrances very well, but it'll have to do.
It's all right.
There's a lot of spaces where fighting can happen in here.
Excuse me.
Glad we, thank you. I'm just glad we avoided the first one. Or, yeah. Well, second.
For now.
Previous. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Previously, mm-hmm. Oh. Over and below.
So, mm-hmm. Okay, see you okay?
Yep. Yeah.
Indubitably.
Lovely. So, they're all coming at you. I am just randomly placing you. If you have somewhere else that you would rather be, please let me know.
He's in the back. All the way in the back. Yep, that's great.
Probably number three or four. Jonathan's up in front, definitely.
No. Well, and also you don't have to be in like a line. Yeah. Like, this is a wide enough space that you can be dispersed.
Mm-hmm. That looks pretty good. Yeah. What do you think?
Is that all right? What do you think?
Looks good to me.
Mm-hmm. I can't see. There, thank you.
Five ghouls up.
Indeed. All right. And I'm going to have them in groups, in two groups, because that makes my life a little easier.
Go for it.
But only a little, and it keeps them all from going at once at you guys, which I think you'll appreciate.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, goodness. That die is no longer rolling hot. Let's hope it stays that way. Cool. All right. 20 to 25.
22. Also 22. What's your dex?
17. So 18. Plus 3.
Okay. So Nox, then Emma. All right. 20 to 15. 15 to 10.
13.
Okay. And then 10 to 5?
9.
5, I guess.
Hey!
I rolled a 3 and a 1.
Yay!
All right, so Nox, leading us off.
Great. I am shooting at the one in the middle.
This one?
Yep.
Okay.
Twice. Okay, one does definitely not hit. It's a natural one. And the other one is a 23.
That hits.
Okay, and that's...
I'd be very concerned if that didn't hit a ghoul, to be perfectly honest.
2d8. That's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 points of damage, and I'm also gonna cast Hail of Thorns.
All right.
Which is 1d10. And that is a 9 points of damage. Everybody, all of the rest of the dudes have to do a dex saving throw, DC 14.
All right, all four of them?
Yeah, everything within 5 feet.
Does the one that you hit take it automatically? Or does it also need to make a dex saving throw?
In addition to the normal effect of the attack, the target of the attack and each creature within 5 feet.
Okay, so all of them. In the box. Holy shit. Sorry.
That's okay.
There are two nat 20s in here.
So they take half damage.
Okay.
That's 4 points of damage. So 9 is the closest.
All right. So the first one took 11 plus 4, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's 15 points of damage. Okay. That was a devastating opening volley.
Then I'm going to strafe toward me. Yep. As far as I can get, 40 feet of movement.
Oh, yeah. You can get all the way to the corner.
Cool. Am I still within range?
With a longbow?
Yes. I haven't played it like a ranger in a long time.
So. I think the longbow minimum range is like 120
Great,
feet.
Great, cool, dope, awesome. I'm done. That's my turn.
All right. Emma.
Okay, so I just lost my thing, but I'm going to channel divinity, turn undead. But where is this? I can't find it. There's a special one in here that I had somewhere. It's not the 30 feet, like I make, so when I channel undead, here we go, clear the path. So as an action, I can use my divinity to clear path of the enemies who would stop me or my friends. Choose a 5 foot wide, 50 foot long, yep, line originating from me. And so all the enemies in that line must make a strength saving throw against my spell DC or be pushed 10 feet away from the line and fall prone. If I can maintain my concentration, which is fine, because I'll cast Magic Fish in a minute. That's code for spiritual weapon.
Yep.
While doing so, the line travels with me and my friends, and they cannot enter without a successful saving throw, so a strength saving throw, and enemies ending their turn in the affected area must succeed on a strength saving throw or be pushed 10 feet away from the line or fall prone.
Wow.
Specifically enemies, yeah?
Yep. It says enemies. Yep, so it specifically uses the friends and enemies terms here.
Here.
Do we have this kind of space? So yeah, let's just go straight down the middle of the enemies. Yep, that way.
All right.
And again, it moves with me, so I'm gonna be just like, look at me, look at me.
You've got the Feywild rainbow going.
Yep.
I will also point out, I don't know why I'm pointing this out, that's not a spell. That's
yes, just channel, a thing.
Which means that you can still cast Spiritual Weapon on this
so
turn.
So I am also going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
So that's two of them that have to make a strength saving throw.
Yep.
It's like the Bifrost. It's just like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your spell save DC?
I don't know.
14? Is it still 14?
19.
Who
it
knows?
Is 8 plus your proficiency 14.
Yeah,
plus...
Yeah, 14.
Okay. One succeeds, one fails.
Okay. So one is knocked prone, which don't we get special something for prone?
Melee attacks have advantage on them. And what about the one that did not get knocked back?
Okay. Or be pushed 10 feet away and fall prone.
So it's a save or suck?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can maintain your concentration for up to a minute. So yeah, that's basically you can't come get me. So while that's happening, I'm gonna cast Magic Fish, Magic Rainbow Fish.
You want that in the middle of that nonsense?
Yeah, might as well, to smack the guy who is still there. And again, it's been weeks. I don't remember how to cast Magic Fish anymore.
So you cast it and then you make a spell attack. So you add the number that's next to that.
Yeah. Ooh, that's terrible. That's 12.
12 hits. Which one do you want to hit?
The one that's, the big one that's in front of me.
This
in
one?
The, yep.
Okay.
And what is the
what
damage?
Is the damage on that?
Who knows? Who knows?
Should say on there.
Hold on. 1d8 plus 4. So what is that?
5 total?
Nope, that's 9 total.
9 total.
Is that a 5? Yeah, it's a 5, so it's 9 total.
All right. This thing gets slapped in the back of the head with a fish.
Nice.
All right. Do you want to do any movement?
Oh, can I be so bold?
You
as
may.
To, let's do, I would be, if where I am, 5'10 to my left, and catch those other two, the other way, my other left, yep, and catch those other two bros in my frosty ray. What did we calling it, the P-ray? The frosty P-ray?
Yeah, the Bifrost. Yes.
The Bifrost?
The Bifrost.
Does that just go off automatically, or is that your action each turn?
I have to concentrate to maintain it. Mm-hmm. So it's a nonstop, like...
Okay. I want to look at the wording of that later, but I'm not worried about it right now. Yeah, they both fail.
Oopsie, bye-bye.
So they both get slapped back into the wall. Roll me 1d6 twice.
So that's 4, and that's 6.
That tray is blessed.
It truly is.
#6.
You can purchase it yourself at shop.crescentchaos.com.
All right, that was a hell of a turn. Up next, Jonathan.
Do I want to use my arms of Adar?
They're all in the same place. I would say yeah.
All right, I'm going to...
Do you have to run up there?
Yes, I do.
Fun.
I have to
Thank you. Tasty.
Yeah, I'm gonna do something stupid, get in the middle of that.
Love it. 5, 10, 15, 20, like 25 to get right there.
You know what? I'm gonna make it 20 feet.
Okay.
And I shall activate my Arms of Adar. And that is a strength saving throw of 12.
Okay, and that's a... What's the radius on that?
10 feet. That is not what I meant to press.
No.
Whoopsie doodle.
Jonathan rolled 3. That's what my internet
Don't
told me.
Kill the net! That sounds on brand for me.
Yeah, pretty much.
It does. But yeah, so it's 10 feet in any direction of you, is what I'm understanding.
Any target within that 10 feet radius.
Which is why you're up there by yourself.
Yep.
Because that would be interesting otherwise. So that's four of them.
Ooh.
Yeah, because 10, 10, 10.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
You're only missing one.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I got one nat 20, which is great, but the rest of them, yeah, their strength is not good. I got a 10, a 5, and a 7.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, yeah, that's 2d6 damage, and those who fail cannot take reactions.
Mm.
That would be 11.
Goodness gracious. Done, done. Not that one. Done. You wiped two of them off the board.
Oh, yes!
Very nice.
This one.
Tell me the one I'm next to is the one that also failed.
Oh, yeah, the one that's furthest from you got the nat 20.
Oh, thank God. If that's the case, I'm gonna go back 10 feet.
Very nice.
And no reaction can be taken. Excellent. All right. Is there anything else that you would like to do?
No, that is all I can do for this turn.
Genji.
Thankfully, you move backwards and taking inspiration from, I'm assuming, inky black tentacles go.
Yeah, basically when they shoot out, it's just like demonic tentacle arms that just like shoot out from my cell, just like.
Okay, awesome. So taking inspiration from that, Daddy Longlegs up above is just going to splat into ink and then morph as it slides across the way, and a inky black octopus appears, grasping the three that are remaining, and go entangle. So all three of them, strength saving throws, 14.
It's on here. I know it's on here. There you are.
Okay. So it doesn't say anything about whether or not it has disadvantage on that.
Yeah, no.
So. I rolled 2 4s and a 16.
All right. The 2 4s are restrained, and then whoever 16 is not.
I'm going to say the one in the back.
Cool.
I just rolled all of them, so one in the back is not restrained because he's prone. All the rest of them are just like,
and then that 20-foot cube, and we'll say it's, put it like at the edge here and back.
I just need to keep these over here.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Here, put your 20-foot cube.
20-foot cube centered on Trout Boy. Trout boy! I can't reach.
Neither can I.
I can reach.
I am short. All right, so you want it there. The back of it.
Yeah, getting all four. All of them, including our good old rainbow trout boy.
Yeah, the rainbow trout is, unlike what Baldur's Gate 3 would like you to believe, it is not a physical object.
But yeah, so, God, I forgot his name, Ollie. Ollie, the octopus is now.
Is now Ollie?
Ollie the octopus?
Yes. I don't remember the name. Sorry, with an O. Alliteration.
I mean, as you do.
Yay!
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to do?
That is me, as I just hold concentration on these fine, fine folk.
Come on, thank you. All right, so these two up here are going to make strength saving throws to try, strength check against your spell save DC to try and get away, but that will be their actions. My dice are rolling so well, and then I get a 12 and a 5.
Yay!
So those two are remaining restrained and can't go anywhere or do anything, and they're claws and bites, so that is their turn. Keaton.
Okay. This is a ranged spell, so I feel like that's not a good idea. Yeah, cool. We're gonna go with the cantrip still. Little bit of that white cheese and the little chef's salty sprinkle.
I will say that these two are restrained, so you'll get advantage on attacks against them.
Yes. So the one closest to Jonathan, okay. I'm gonna drop a ray of frost.
Yeah.
That's a 14.
It's a 14.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Awesome. 14, 20, dirty 20.
Hits.
And again, I'm gonna use my little frosty dice. That is 7 points of damage.
Okay. Yeah, the icy blast goes. Oh, I am running out of words tonight. The icy bolt goes shooting toward that ghoul and immediately flash freezes him, and he shatters into pieces.
Oh, beautiful! Good job, Keaton. Was Keaton within 60 feet? If not, then he would need to move forward.
Oh yeah, easily within.
Okay, cool. I can't really see from here, so we'll just go slightly closer, maybe right up next to not up next to, but like one behind Emma. Yep. Perfect.
Okay.
And that is where he will stay.
And then this one is going to get up. Now, entangle is difficult terrain.
Difficult terrain.
Yeah. Speed is 5, nope. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
And because he went into my line, he's got to make a strength saving throw.
Excellent.
Otherwise, he gets smacked back.
That is a 13.
And I'm supposedly a 14.
Mm-hmm. So, and he's prone. And that was all of its movement, and in order to get it from prone, you have to use half your movement. It has no movement, so it's on the floor now.
It's like, and it's very up on the floor.
Nox.
Okay, I'm gonna shoot at the one that is entangled.
All right, do so. With advantage. Because it is restrained.
Sweet. Okay. Plus. Yes. Good. 25.
Hits.
Yes. 1d8. Okay. That sucked. 5 points of damage.
That one? Uh-huh.
And that's it.
And you put a arrow straight through its head. And it's down.
Cool. Great. Fabulous. I'm gonna move a little closer. Just like a little, like up in line with Keaton.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Why not?
Sounds good.
That's fine.
All right. Emma.
All right, since he's already on the ground, I think I might send my fish over to go smack him.
All right, and that does that with advantage.
Smack a fish.
Yep.
Exactly. Fish smack.
What are you
doing? Whoa.
Come on back.
So the first one
was a 9. Yeah. 9 plus, I forgot. I think it's plus 6 is something.
That's a 15.
Sure, it's a 15.
And hits?
Yep. And then 7 plus 4 is some numbers.
And this ghoul dies the most humiliating death as it gets like just fish slapped to death.
Legend.
On the ground.
Fish
slap. Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gonna run around and be like, look what I can do!
And there are like pieces, like there's like bones flying in every direction as you're pointing at things.
All right. That's, yeah.
So you said these are like dwarf.
They're kind of like, they're shorter than your average ghoul, which the people who know undead stuff would know. They're shorter than the average ghoul. They may well have been creatures that survived by living on the flesh of their fellows. And it changed them.
Gundren, you said it was only you and your brothers here, right?
Well, it wasn't 100 years ago.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like everyone to make me a perception check, please. As he just contemplates that horror.
Yeah. 12.
17.
22.
I'm looking for it. 7.
As the silence minus Emma settles over the room, all of you like kind of pause and listen and You're all pretty sure, you're especially sure, that this was fast enough and quiet enough that you have not raised an alarm yet. And that's where we're gonna leave it for tonight, folks. Thank you all. I have a script for this. Let's do it. Thank you all so much for watching Quests in Chaos. We will see you next week for another exciting episode, and hopefully we will have our Matt back by then, which would be lovely. Our latest board game playthrough, Aeons and Legacy, is on our YouTube channel, and I don't know if more episodes are dropping. We can go find out. We'll all find out together. Help support us this week by leaving a comment on one or more of our your favorite videos on our YouTube, and consider joining our Patreon. And until next time, everyone, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is supported by our Patreons, and we would like to give them a heartfelt thanks, starting Duke Fleeg and He Who Shall Not Be Named. Our inspiration, Middle Management, is a force to be reckoned with, featuring Lady Bedivere, Ben Slislowski, Anonymous Dragon, Cheesecake Fries, Slyly Tove, Jen W., Paul, and Seth Jones. Our inspired patrons include Adam, Andreas, Jeremy, Jay Matthews, Reoccurring Dream, Cody, Lee, Megan Krantz, Red Dead, Coquette, Robbie Nowell, The Baroness, and The Apollyon. And a big thank you to all of the guild members out there. It truly means a lot to us that you have joined our Patreon. Not everyone has the means to support us financially, and that is okay. If you could, please share our content with anyone who might enjoy it. Until next time, keep the chaos alive. Is that a tagline?